Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of a Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an artist, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's a voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, everyone. I'm so glad you're here. I did lie. Nicole's not here. I'm not sure where she is at the moment, but she's not here. So I could see my good friend Jean Steele is online, so maybe she can get a message to Nicole and tell her that, you know, where are you? Ask her, where are you? She may be stuck in traffic, although she's not working right now, so maybe she's taking a nap. Oh, are you here? Nicole? Is that you, darling?
It is.
Okay, Nicole's here. I was like, I don't know where Nicole is. I don't know.
No, I was, my wife is surprising her dad and is going to Florida to go, because he just moved there last month on Mother's Day, and he was really, really bummed that he wasn't good, that it was his first Father's Day without his girls. So Lisa and I decided to surprise him, and we're getting Lisa on a plane tomorrow at 7 a.m. To go and spend the weekend with her dad so that he was not so bummed for Father's Day. At least he had one of his girls there. And she was having some issues with her check-in, so we were on the other computer, and we finally figured it out. And I was like, it's 7! And I just ran over to my other computer that already had Blog Talk queued up. So here I am.
And at least it didn't knock you off. Like, I have to be careful. Like, you can't really do it more than 10 or 15 minutes in advance because you don't know what will happen then.
No. So, well, I had it on, farm goes off at 10-2. So I was already logged into the switchboard, but I wasn't logged in. I wasn't called in on my phone. So that's the problem there. But
oh, good. Well, I'm glad you're here because all of a sudden, like, she's not working, so it can't be traffic, although maybe you did go somewhere.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm glad that
Delta
she's going to
stupid
her dad. Yeah, no, that's such good news to hear. And so how are you, Nicole? People have been asking, is Nicole making her art now?
I am.
That she's not working too much. You are. And how is it going?
Yep, I'm making. It's going pretty well, actually. You know, I mean, I'm getting a lot done, ironing out some kinks, and I almost have enough for my drop ship, store. I think that I've got probably about another 10 pieces to go, and then I'm going to launch on Etsy, and, that's going to, pretty much, be it for that of it. And then I'm going to get, once that's completed, I'm going to be getting back into my originals. So.
Okay, good. And how about your book? Can we expect that? And can you talk about your book again? Because we haven't talked about it in a while.
It's a very, very simple workbook. I think it actually might already be available on Amazon. I haven't checked. Last time I checked it was in review because they had screwed something up. I had published an incorrect version. And then when I went online, and after I unpublished it and published the good one, the current one, they still only had the unpublished version available, so that there was a glitch there. I'm putting out a series of workbooks. The one that's published and up and should be up there and fixed is a gratitude workbook. And basically what it is, it's, just kind of like a daily, monthly monthly book, where it has some of my original photography in it, marking each of the weeks, and it has inspirational quotes there, you know, with the photography. And basically it's like a little journal where it gives you prompts, you know, to you know, talk about what you're grateful for, what your affirmations are for the day. You know, it has a self-care challenge. You know, it kind of prompts you to talk about things that you're proud of and things that you're looking forward to. And then, of course, there's a notes section where you can just put your own journal entry without having to follow the prompts. But some people are just like so, you know, into that negative that like when you ask them to think about something that they're grateful for, you know, nothing may come to mind right away. So that's why I kind of have a section that's prompted and then a section where you can just kind of like, you know, write a little page to yourself or a little note to yourself or, you know, just talk about something that happened in the day that you might, you know, that's not, that there's no room for in the workbook sort of page, you know. And then of course there's a self-care challenge because a lot of people think that, you know, self-care is kind of like being selfish, but it's actually not. It's, you know, it's taking care of yourself is, you know, sometimes the best thing that you can do before you can take care of others. So, you know, I have like little things in there as well, just, you know, kind of like I said, challenging you to do one thing for yourself every single day.
Wonderful. And I think that Nicole's been very influenced by since 2008 doing this show to be a very positive human being. Okay, 15 years of this show is really gotten you there.
You
want to
know what's actually
huh?
kind of funny? It was kind of funny about that is that I like absolutely, you know, like I have that one going, but I'm also doing like a sister book, kind of like a burn book. So it's kind of like a, like I haven't named it yet, but it's basically going to be you putting down it's fucking negative, you know, and all the things that you hate and things like that and addressing those things so that literally at the end of the month, you can just get rid of this and you could just kind of release it, you know. So it actually, instead of only training your brain, you know, to go and develop the habit of being thankful, because a lot of people, you know, that is, you know, a habit and you have to kind of retrain your brain because we are all conditioned, you know, the human psyche is conditioned to protect itself. So you're always conditioned
right.
to look for the negative first, you know, and that's why so many people find it easy to think of the negative things first. You know, if you have something traumatic happen and then you have something absolutely wonderful happen, you will remember that traumatic incident so much more vividly than you will remember the wonderful incident. I mean, and then that's the brain. And, you know, you have to kind of train your brain to look for that positivity. But some people have issues with that. Some people, you have to face what it is that's bothering you, and you physically need to release it. So that's why I'm doing a sister book right now that is going to be prompting you to think about all the shit that you want to get rid of. And literally, it's going to be like a burn book or like a slam book. And you're just going to, every negative thought, every negative this, you're going to write it down. And at the end of the month, you're going to burn this thing. You're just going to throw it in the fire and just release it into the universe and say, you know what, I'm done with this. You know, and hopefully that'll help people kind of get over some of their crap. I know that I've done that in the past too, where I've written down things that I was unhappy with. And then, you know, I just, you know, like in a bowl or whatever outside, I just kind of lit it on fire and said, I'm going to be done after this. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I figured that would be an interesting thing for some people too.
And also it's because we don't want to have what's called toxic positivity, which is denial.
True.
Which is
yep.
you pretend that these things don't bother you. Like my clients who have told me they're not angry or they have forgiven mm-hmm. someone who's done something horrible to them and they have cancer, I'll say you have not forgiven. Okay, you have tried to forget, you have practiced denial, but you would not have cancer if you were not stuffing down negativity. It takes a really long time to get these people to, you know, understand. You can't just walk around positive every second. You know, that's also something that, you know, you have to deal with the negatives too. So I'm glad that you mentioned that because, you know, there's just some people that think, you know, you have to be positive every single second and not acknowledge the things that were not positive in your life. And you really do have to walk through those bloody alleyways of your heart and soul and really examine
Absolutely.
And look at those ugly things that you don't want to look at. And then mm-hmm. once you've done that, it's an amazing process because it begins to feel like a past life, something that happened in a past life that doesn't have any power over you anymore. And you're actually then become a wounded healer, someone who could actually help someone through it, because you're showing them that you can get to the other side. Now, that's not the same thing as never having dealt with abuse of it and then being positive, because that's not the same thing, because you have to deal with it. It has to be dealt with. It cannot, you know, Jesus said, what you bring forth will heal you. What you keep hidden will destroy you. So it's necessary to see those ugly things and to sometimes acknowledge them or just get them out of you. So I love that, because, you know, you can't have, you know, good without bad, and you can't have positivity without addressing the negative things. And it's just that you don't want
to
dwell on that.
Also too, Cindy, yeah, but also people confuse the fact that, I mean, listen, it's great to be positive, and we preach that you know, that we need to think more positively, we need to retrain certain things to be positive, but being thankful and being positive are not synonymous. They're not the same thing. And a lot of times people think that or to be gracious in order to have gratitude, that they have to be this huge positive person. And, you know, sometimes maybe they're not so positive, you know. But the positivity portion is just a step, you know. As you start to become grateful for certain things, and you start to become thankful.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, I'm so glad that you brought that up, just because we just want to, you know, denial is not the same thing as healing. Okay. Denying that you're angry or denying that you have these ugly feelings, you know. And, you know, one time years ago, it's probably 20 years now, I had a client and she had like stage breast cancer, and she kept insisting that there was nothing in her life that she was angry about. And I kept her sitting in that seat for a reading for 3 hours until she started to really talk about her life. And when she finished a half an hour litany of what happened to her, and I said, but you're not mad about all that? What if it happened to your daughter? How would you feel? And she said, I would kill the bride. I said, yeah. So yeah. It took me, you know, she kept denying. Then when she dealt with this, you know, she went into remission with her breast cancer, and she's alive now. But I'm not so sure this woman would have been alive if she went on with her denial of, no, I'm not angry about that. First of all, she told me nothing really bad ever happened. I was like, nah, that's not what Spirit's telling me. And then she started to tell a little bit. And then by the time she finished it, I was like, oh, man, you know, you got a lot to be angry about, okay? And when she did not see it clearly until I said, if this were done to your daughter, how would you feel? And then she just broke down. You know, like, so these are things we have to examine, you know, the dark side or the sad side or the hurt side of ourselves. And then after a while, we can't keep talking about it nonstop, because then you're just scraping the scabs off constantly. You got to let it heal. And then we go into what we've been talking about this year is joy therapy. And that's making your art, going for a walk, reading a book, doing something that you love to do. So, you know, these are things that, if you've listened to our show long enough, we're trying to push joy therapy this year. So everyone do something, like you said, something that they want to do a little bit each day, because that really goes a long way to heal us. Now, if you notice, we have a lot of listeners tonight. Now, if you have spoken in the last few weeks, we can't put you on right away because we do get the memos, okay? So to try to get some new callers.
And I think like last week, like we were like 60 seconds over and they cut us off.
Yeah, I know. So that, I know it's getting annoying. So we do have a couple of listeners who have pressed one. You know, can you explain what they need to do? Nicole, could you explain it better than me?
Of course. Okay, so if you would like to talk to myself or Cindy this evening, then you are going to need to press the number one. And that way I will get that lovely little alert that you would like to speak, and then I'll be able to pull you into the chat room and screen your call and hopefully get you on the air tonight. As usual, I do not screen the first caller, so we always kind of take a chance on that first caller. So the person that's been waiting the longest, the last four digits of your phone number are 1351. So when you hear me say 1351, you're on the air, please answer me. And that goes for anybody that gets pulled into the chat room as well. I will always identify you by the last four digits. So make sure that when you hear those digits that that you respond so I'm not sitting there talking to myself. All right, so here we go. Out to last four digits, 1351, and let's see who is waiting for us there. 1351, you are on the air.
Well, we're hearing a lot of noise.
Apparently.
Hello? Maybe they didn't realize they pressed one because they seem like they're on a train. Doesn't that seem
maybe
like that
they,
to you?
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe it was
hello?
A butt dial.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, hello?
Hello, yes, you're live and on the air.
Oh, hey, this is Stacy. How are you?
Hi, Stacy. We're good. So tell us what's happening in Stacy's world today.
Yeah, let me take off the background noise. Okay.
Oh, thank you. That would be great.
Okay, I was taking off the background noise. I was in the train station. How are you today?
We're good. Thank you for asking. That's so sweet.
Okay.
So we're good. So what's on Stacy's mind?
All right. Are you thinking, okay, so I talked to you about this situation back in 2015 or 2016. And you
oh, boy.
Gave me, yeah, you provided me with some stern, very stern advice, which I'm going to take. So I had a law, I still have a lawsuit. So finally, I didn't find him yet, but I know which attorney that I'm going to choose to present my case to.
Okay. So I think I missed some of what you're saying. You have a legal case. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So I talked to you a lot, like back in 2015 or 2016, about a legal matter.
Okay.
And it was a discrimination case. And you told me to say, this would have never happened to, for example, a black man or a white man or a white woman. This was like years. I don't know if you remember, but this is some time ago.
Yep. Okay, so just refresh our memories because I don't. Our listeners probably, some of them have never even listened to our show that far back because that's a long time.
Oh, but anyway, no, this is like years ago, a few years back, I would say. And then you gave me advice. You told me, well, I told you it was a racial discrimination case. And you told me, okay, that one, you told me, you say, well, you have to make money. You told me I should, you know, try to find a job until I find an attorney for the case. So I did what you said. So I found the attorney. I just got to think of his name. I did find him. But
okay, good.
I just want to see, do you pick up that he's going to take the case? I really think he's going to take it. And actually, I had picked up on his energy when it first happened, but so much was going on, so I had forgotten about him. So I think
okay,
it's a mail.
So now, and now you have to start doing it soon because you might be passing the statute of limitations soon if you don't get this going now. Right?
Okay.
Because
let me ask you. Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Because it's 7 years, I think, for most things. So this is getting close to 7 years now?
It will be 7 years, probably like in no later than September or at the end
okay,
of the year.
So, right. So you got to get moving with this, you know, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, he looks like the attorney looks good, by the way. They look,
okay.
You know, they look good. And have you spoken to the attorney now already?
No, I'm online trying to search for him. So I'm looking, for example, like in the directory for lawyers. I'm looking I'm trying to Google everything. I can't think of his name, but I know he specializes in criminal defense because he had a client several years ago. He took her case, and he was able to get her acquitted off the charges that she was on. And she was freed. She didn't have to go back to jail, but she did spend some time in jail. But he was
okay.
able to find to get her acquitted. So I'm just doing all my research right now, and I'm trying to find him. I'm going through the court. I'm going through the school. So hopefully I should have an answer by the end of this week and know it later than next week.
Right, yeah. I mean, ask Spirit to help you stumble across the name somehow. You know.
Okay.
You're doing your homework. Spirit can't help us when we're not doing our homework. You're doing your digging, you're looking. So just keep digging and looking. And you should be able to locate who the lawyer is. And looks like a good lawyer. If you can't find this one, then you have to come up with another one sooner than later because you can't. It'll settle so much longer. Or you won't have a leg to stand. You won't have a leg to stand on because if it's past the statute of limitations, there's not much you can do about it at that point. So I don't want you to miss out on the ability to get this taken care of. In a timely fashion, but it looks like you should be able to take care of it. Okay. And did you write down everything so you're pretty clear about what you have to tell the lawyer too?
Yeah, I'm pretty clear. I'm just going through the directories. I'm just trying to just locate him. That's all. Because he used to be in the media at one time, so I'm going through like old archives and everything. I'm gonna find him.
Right, great. And, call in and let us know about that. But I don't think you're going to have trouble locating him. I just kind of run through your memory. Like, the more you think about it, somehow you'll just remember something about his name that might get into your head. So keep us posted and good luck for you.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to work on that now. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, good luck to you. Bye. So now let's see, that was a long time ago. Could you imagine that she's been, called in the show all that many years ago? That's a long time. So we do have Maria. Did you get a chance to screen Maria and ask what she wants to call in about, Nicole?
Not because I was listening to Stacy's call, so I did not get a chance to screen Maria.
Okay. And did you understand what I was saying to her? She can't dilly-dally because people sometimes don't realize there's statute of limitations on certain, not on fraud, but something like discrimination, 7 years might be too long. Certain things you just have to take care of. I don't want her to get in that position where it's like, well, it's too late to take care of this.
Absolutely. That's just how fast
7 years passes, or 6 years, especially with COVID. Some people don't realize how many years have passed because of COVID. And so I'm just reminding anyone out there, if you've got things you need to be taking care of, and you might not be realizing how long it's been,
Yeah.
Because you realize with COVID, time is different. Like, we almost think of the COVID period as like 1 year, not three. They haven't been to the doctor, haven't checked their eyes or their teeth, not realizing it's like 5 years now. Go take care of these things. So if you've been putting off things or haven't done things or not realizing how much time has passed, think about what things you might be needing to take care of this, sooner than later. Because it's always easy to take care of them sooner than later. So here's Maria. Let's see what Maria has to say, okay?
You got it. Hello, Maria. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Maria. What's happening upstate New York?
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. Not taking me, huh?
Yeah, we couldn't because if you call in too much, we can't keep putting the same people on or we get in trouble. We have to make sure if there's anyone who hasn't called in a while or whatever, we get them on first. Because sometimes people...
Also, they mean for a little while, after today, I'm not going to call.
All right. So tell me what's going on.
Okay. I want to know. I got two little questions. You can give it to me. Otherwise, nothing. Listen, what do you see in the next months coming in?
Okay, the money coming in from your lawsuit, that one?
From everything, everything what's going to be in the last 2 months.
Right. Now, have you, you're talking about the lawsuit, that the money?
No, Maria just wants a basic reading. She just wants to know in the next 2 months, what do you see happening for her?
Okay. I mean, actually, things look pretty good here. I see you are still worrying about the money situation, but that should change. You know, I there's a lot of stress cards in here. Like, I think you're stressing out more than you need to, because the actual, you know, next 2 months, you know, you could relax a little bit. Is the house finally fixed? Because that looks like it'll be done. If it's not done now, it should be done within the next month or two. So you're working on fixing the house, the roof?
No. The lawyer got everything in. Still having nothing done.
Okay. Yeah. I would say, you know, even with the lawsuit, that still looks a little waiting here. I mean, it doesn't look like it's going to be resolved in the next 2 months. I mean, that's probably why you're stressing out. I'm not sure why the whole thing's so delayed, but probably not too much in the next 2 months taking place with that. But I always get the card that shows you will get your money, but it's always facing in the future. I would like one day for it to be facing right toward me. But when it faces away from me, that's future. When it faces toward me, it's now. So it still looks like it's a little ways out. So, you know, in the meantime, what are you doing to have some fun or enjoy instead of just sitting here waiting for this money? Are you going to try to enjoy the summer a little bit?
I want to go in Italy. In Italy when I finish here, figure to the house. I'm going to go there.
That's what I would say. Just go and enjoy it, because not staying here isn't going to speed up the, you know, the process with the money from the lawsuit.
They finish my house. You know, I can leave it like this. I'm going to go in Italy. Another thing is, you can tell my daughter, she's going to have an event now. You think you're going to be all right? You're going to be success?
It's going to be a success, yes. She looks like she's going to do very well with that. She has a good money card on it. So she looks great. I mean, pretty much Spirit's telling you to go enjoy Italy. And when you come back, it looks like things will start going forward a little bit with the lawsuit. So there's no use wasting your time here waiting. Your daughter looks good. She will do well. Just try to relax a little bit, because you are stressing out a lot. Do you know that about yourself, that you're worrying a lot? You know, and that isn't helping any.
Okay. How long have we got here to the cut? Thank you very, very much, Miss.
We love you. Enjoy Italy. Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. I'm glad she's going to go away. You know, sometimes we put our life on hold as we're waiting for this to happen or that to happen or this to happen. And all of a sudden, life passes us by, you know. And some things just call for, you know, the karmic lessons that everybody hates: patience, endurance, perseverance. Don't you just hate those things? But you have to learn them, you know. And
that crap.
to learn to live life in between waiting about things. You know, if you've put out your paperwork, you've done what you needed to do, there's nothing else to do. You can't keep worrying about it, obsessing about it, because otherwise, you know, life passes us by. So that's a hard lesson to learn, isn't it? To, like, go on with your life, even when you're waiting for something to happen. I think I've learned it, you're learning it from creating projects, from, you know, writing plays or books that take 3 or 4 years. I got to live my life in between doing that. You know what I mean?
Well, I have that a lot with my mom, too, you know, because, like, my mom is always, you know, my mother's like, I don't know what the hell she's always for, you know, but she does. Like, you know, I mean, I worked with her, and, you know, I finally got her to a point where, you know, for whatever the hell she was just holding back on, you know, I got her to Italy. You know, and I made her go on vacation. I got my mother, who's a recluse, who doesn't want to leave the house, you know, to go to Italy and to Mexico inside of 6 months. So,
wow.
But yes, you know, you have to continue living life, and you have to find, you know, the silver lining, even if you're waiting for something, you know. And sometimes when you're stuck in that holding pattern, sometimes shaking things up is just what you need to do. And that could be a trip. And it doesn't have to be, I'm going to go a month someplace. It could just be, you know what, I'm going to take a weekend. You know, it doesn't have to be anything major, but sometimes you just got to shake things up to kind of remind the universe that you're waiting.
Right, exactly. And, you know, because you know, life is a lot of waiting, okay? It just is. It's a lot of waiting, waiting, waiting. And, you know, most humans are not good at patience. And when I look back at my life, and I've lived a long time now, I realize a lot of things would have had a different outcome had I been patient, had I not tried to rush things or try to figure things out before their time. Sometimes we used to wait and see what plays out. And, you know, again, we're
But you know what,
denial.
Though, Cindy? But we also have to remember another thing, too, though. And this does not apply to everybody, but this applies to a good amount of people. There's a difference between being patient and being complacent to the point of procrastination.
Right, in denial.
You can sit back and you can wait and you can call it patience all you want, but you know when you're doing this, you know, but if you're sitting there in a holding pattern and nothing is happening and you're not doing anything to keep things rolling, not necessarily that you need the answer yesterday, but just to keep, you know, the inquisition going, then that is called complacency and that is called procrastination and you not wanting to kind of roll that rock, so to speak.
Right, exactly.
You know, so we need to make sure that there is a difference between being patient for the answer to something and still seeking that answer and still wanting to know more and still keeping the question fresh.
Right. I mean, like, what was the karmic lesson in COVID? We had to learn patience, okay? And
yeah.
Now 3 years have passed. When it first happened, we thought, oh, my God, this is never going to end, right? You know, like, it did. We went and we got through it. So it sometimes you just have to, you know, bear with things that seem unpleasant, you know, that will pass. And, you know, trying to force things or whatever, it's like waiting for water to boil in a pot, you know, and it's too much. And, you know, I find with most people, they are either extreme procrastinators, you know, or, you know, they don't know patience. But procrastination is what we were talking about earlier. If there's some things you haven't been doing, you know, you put off for the during COVID, let's start getting those things taken care of and done, you know, because, you know, there was a lot you couldn't get done, but now let's move life forward. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, Maria's been calling a long time, and lawsuits take a long time. Especially when they owe you money, because they're floating that money. So,
completely, completely.
Yeah. So I'm glad she decided to go to Italy and not wait for the money to come in.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes
absolutely.
We just need to go away. Now, we do have someone, I don't think you've screened this person either, the 4956 number.
Let me see here. You see it?
Right?
And, yeah, no, I did not screen that. We're going to take yet another chance, and we're going to see who's waiting for us there. Here we go. And once again, when you hear the last four digits, please answer me. 4956, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hi, this is Cindy, and who are we speaking to?
Andrew's mom.
It's Andrew's mom. I love Andrew's mom. Well, you know, Andrew's mom made Andrew, and Andrew is like the best guy. Everyone on this radio show knows Andrew, so, you know, we're all forever indebted to your son. We don't know what we would have done without him. Wow.
Oh, I know he's
so what would Andrew's mom, and you could tell us your name, because I think people would like to know Andrew's mom's name.
Teddy.
Okay, Teddy, so what's on your mind tonight?
You know something, Andrew and I were talking earlier, and I was just saying, tomorrow would be my mom's birthday. She would have been 110 tomorrow, you know.
God bless her.
Yeah, see. You know, it's just like we were talking about, you know, it being her birthday. And then he said, why don't you call Cindy? And I did. And I was listening to you about procrastinating. It's like, my husband and I have been talking about taking a trip. We have an RV, and, you know, with COVID and everything, we hadn't used it much. And it's like, I think this month we're going to go out and go for a long trip.
Right, and that's the whole point of what we're saying to people. Like, we didn't realize how much time passed and things didn't get done that we wanted to do or just enjoy. So your mom, by the way, seems really happy with that idea of you going on a nice long trip. Because remember, they get to go with us. They come down on Earth for their visits. She's getting a little bored. She would love to go on that trip with you. So she's already packed and ready to go. By the way, she's saying what a very good daughter you were, by the way. And, I'm sure you must miss her. Do you miss talking with her?
Yeah. Her and my dad.
And it's funny because, sometimes with time, you don't miss them less. You almost sometimes miss them more, and I don't know if you're, your mom really loved, Andrew a lot, too. Did you know that? And she's, crying a little bit. She misses you all. What are you doing for your own joy therapy? What are you doing for fun? I know you're going to go on this trip. That's good. What else do you do for yourself now?
Since we moved, I've been meeting a lot of new people and quilting.
Wow. Now, who taught you how to quilt?
My mother sent me to sewing lessons when I was 10. So I made my first dress at 10 and suits and all sorts of stuff after that. And then my daughter dragged me to a quilting class because she wanted to learn how to quilt. And that started it.
Wow. Because your mom seems to like the idea of quilting, of that.
I just finished my mother had a suitcase that was my grandmother's with quilt squares, with half-finished quilts, and in the past year or so, I finished 3 of them.
Wow.
For my grandmother.
So you must feel your grandma's presence when you're doing that. Do you feel her around you at all?
Oh, yeah, she was great. She was always, quilting, and she was, doing crocheting and all sorts of stuff. And so was my mother. So I guess I've gotten that, from them.
Yeah, and also, it's called ghosting your mind. Your grandma put some thoughts in your head. Can you finish those things I never finished?
And they're labeled, like, started by Emma in 1950, finished by me in 2022 or whatever,
Wow. Now, that's a long time later. Think about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But those are the legacies. I mean, think about that. It's really amazing. And, your grandmother said she liked to do quilting because it's something she felt she was in control of, by the way. So, we were talking about sometimes patience we need. There's nothing like, doing quilting to learn patience, okay, because that takes a lot of patience. She's around a lot when you're doing that. She actually started to cry that you actually finished those. It's an amazing legacy, and it's amazing. She liked the one you just finished most recently. That one seems to be her favorite for whatever reason.
Oh, I did log cabin quilt. And I have one that my great-grandmother made in one bedroom, and I just made a log cabin in the same colors, red, white, and blue, that she had made.
Oh, wow. She just loves that. And just know if you want to feel them around you, do your quilting. Do you watch a movie or TV ever when you're doing these quiltings?
Well, I listen because I'm upstairs. The TV's on the side, but I like to have something going when I'm working.
They like listening to whatever on while you're doing it. Sometimes they're running back up and down the stairs between the two things. But you could not have honored your grandmother more than by doing that, by finishing something she started. And maybe it was meant to be that way. Is what she's saying. It was meant for you to pick it up and do it and, finish it.
My sister quilts also. My sister quilts, so I gave her, enough to do 2 of the quilts, too. I mean, she never finished. She worked on them, but, at once she couldn't finish them, so they all went into a suitcase that I inherited.
Wow. Well, interesting enough, my cousin quilts, my cousin Nancy, and one day she sent me a quilt that she made, and it had all stars and moons and suns, and I had been a children's entertainer, and when I was a clown, my clown costume was quite funky. It was like bell bottoms, kind of funky new age look. And and it was a couple of different fabrics of and colors and a couple of different costumes, and every fabric she used was one of my clown costumes. Now, what would the chance of that being? And I was like, wow, this was like something that was almost too amazing when I saw it. And because I was thinking about some of the costumes, I gave some away. I said, I probably should have done something to, you know, commemorate some of these, this period of my time. And then she sends me this quilt with all the fabrics prints. So quilts are like amazing things. And, you know, your mom is asking, are we having cake for her birthday, by the way?
Maybe. I could.
Maybe just a little cake, a small one, or a cupcake and a candle, because
sure.
Something happy, and you'll probably get a very clear sign, you know, in the next day or two from her. Do you look for any signs from the other side at all?
I do. I sort of like in the morning talk to them.
Good, because the more you talk to them. Right, and the more you talk to them, they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's your mom said ask her for, you know, things that you need and want. But the trip looks like great fun, you know, going away. Is your husband on board with this now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. We've both been discussing it. Like, okay, I don't have any appointments here. You don't have any appointments there. Look, this is 1 week or 10 days where we have nothing scheduled. I mean, some things can be left off, like, you know, routine things. But, you know, nothing specific that we have to take care of.
Wow.
So,
and, you know, keep... These are things, just do it, and remember that your grandmother is honored beyond words that you have completed that. You know, really, it's an amazing testimony to you. And, you know, she said she ghosted your mind, helped put the thought in your head to finish these things. You know, so,
and that's why I put her name on all of them.
Yeah, she said, and she loved the way you gave her credit as well. Okay, like they belong to both of you. She's, you know, thrilled to death. Your mom, you know, is always around. She's in your home a lot. She likes your new home a really lot, by the way. Are you enjoying it now?
Yes, yes. Great view of the water. It's like being a resort.
Wow.
Because we're on
amazing.
The water.
And she's liking that, your mom's liking that you're making some new friends, you know, and you know, that you're learning some new things to do as well, you know, with your new friends. You know, you have very nice cards here. The trip looks really exciting and fun going away. I mean, yeah, like let's do the things that we're supposed to be doing and that we put off on hold. You will get a lot of signs when you're traveling too. I mean, it might be license plates you'll see. Could be a bird acting peculiar, or a butterfly around. Pay attention because they give a lot of signs when you're out on the road too. You know, maybe it's a bumper sticker, something that says something you know that they would say. And, you know, maybe keep a little journal of the signs and messages and little thoughts that are popping in your head as you're, you know, on the road.
Okay.
I'm so glad you called in because, you know, you do know that everyone here is a big fan of Andrew's. You do know that, right?
You know? Yeah, just say hello to him. He's on his – he told me, he said, I'm listening to the show on my bike. So
I know, and it's funny. It's like it's so cute because it's the best thing to do is, like, listen to a podcast. But listening live while you're on the bike, that's fun too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and don't worry, we take good care of him. Andrew, you know, and he's, you know, he's just our favorite. And thanks for sharing that about your mom.
I'd just like to say that we always, you know, encounter women on this show, especially that they have trouble finding a gentleman, a stand-up guy, and you raised one hell of a gentleman there. So congrats to you for raising an outstanding man, because Andrew is just the best. He's awesome.
Thank you.
And you know, he's the kind of, he's like my go-to guy. Like, you know, there was one time when I had to do something for my Play Angels Mice and then design something, a program. And it's funny, it just fell off the shelf like earlier today, the program. And I was thinking, I don't know what I would have done without Andrew, because I, all of a sudden I was panicking and I couldn't figure it out. And I asked Andrew, and like 2 minutes later, he's got it done for me, you know. And meanwhile, I was like crying for like an hour. How am I going to do this? I don't know how to do this. You know? And then a little birdie told me, ask Andrew. Just ask Andrew. So that's how we think of Andrew. He's our go-to guy.
He's an outstanding gentleman.
Okay, yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing about your mom, and call in again, please. And let us know how your trip went. That sounds exciting.
I will.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye.
Okay, now we have Kristen. I wonder what's on Kristen's mind today. Because
I'm just
going to
throw this out there. It's something that Kristen did not press one. Andrew's listening right now. He did not press one. So, once again, guys, if you would like to talk to Cindy or myself, please press the number one. Otherwise, we're going to go to one of our friends that's listening right now. So anybody? Any takers? I don't see anybody pressing one. So, all right, Cindy, where do you want to go?
Let's go to Eric tonight. Eric's sitting down on the bottom. Because
Eric
didn't
email me
all today.
Right, here we go. Dear, how are you?
Hi, guys. This is a surprise.
Hi, Eric. First of all, I want to tell people about Eric. Eric came for a reading not too long ago. He's really been working out. He looks great. He looks fabulous. And for those who have been listening to our show, he didn't have the easiest year with a breakup and everything else, but he has taken this breakup to make himself a really solid, you know, good changes in his life. So with that said, how are you, Eric?
I'm doing great. I just got off of work, just spending my little rest time just listening to the show, and then after that I'm just gonna head to the gym.
Oh, see, he's working out. See, we talk about when you're going through a hard time, don't, you know, self-destruct or anything like that. Just, you know, try to work out, do the things that you wanted to do, discover who you are.
Yeah.
And you've learned a lot about yourself in this year, haven't you?
Definitely, yes.
And, you know, with the situation that you're going through, you know, tomorrow, I would advise you to just follow the lead and don't push. And, 'cause there's a little bit of mixed messages in the whole situation. Are you in agreement with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I don't want you to, you know, do anything until you see, you know, what direction this person may want to take things into. You know, just enjoy and have fun. Can you try to have some fun with this too?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely going to have fun regardless of the outcome.
Good. And now, remember, we always talk about this is the year of the dream catcher. What have you thrown into your dream catcher?
Just more better health, better wealth, and just a peaceful life.
Right, just peaceful life. That's really good. And you know, Andrew, you're a person, you know, Eric, you're a person who's been working on, you know, your psychic ability and opening up your spiritual vortex.
Yes.
Are things still opening now for you?
I think right now it's very stagnant. I've been kind of getting frustrated by it, but I know that it's a little phase in the journey. But I'm hoping I start receiving more signs and all that in the future. But for now, nothing's happening.
Okay, and again, it's also because you know, you opened up so much, and now Spirit wants you to, you know, work on your mind-body connection, keeping your body healthy. You're also working on your career. You're a young man. You know, you have to be earthbound and have your feet on the ground a little bit. So I just really think that's why, you know, let's just get your career going and your earthbound life before you start getting too spiritual. Because, you know, remember, young people that get too spiritual, they sometimes go off in la-la land. So we wouldn't want that to happen at all. So
I've had thoughts about that, and I was thinking, I was like, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be one of those crazy, you know what I mean?
Right, where you think everything's a sign, because everything's not a sign.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why I think it just slowed down a tad bit. But if you're feeling peaceful and pretty calm, you're of spirit, without, like, being given, like, messages that are, like, hitting you in the head all over the place. So when we're in touch with spirit, we feel a sense of inner peace. So if you're feeling that, you know you're being guided. So, you know, you don't have to look any further than that. But, you know, we just wanted to pick you up. Let me know what happens this weekend. And, you know, remember, do not take the lead on this situation, okay?
All right.
Just listen to me on that one, okay?
All right. I'll definitely try not to.
But if the situation should be leading you somewhere, follow, okay?
Okay.
Well, have fun, and we're going to try to get Miss Debbie Tony now, because I think she just came onto the show, too. That's good.
All right.
Keep.
Thank you so
bye
much,
Bye for Cindy. Now, Eric. We love you. Bye.
Bye. Love you, too.
Okay. Let's see. Miss Debbie Tony. Ms. Nicole Lorenzi.
Debbie Tony, do you see?
You see
Tony,
the,
I don't see her.
Okay. Yeah, she's got a couple of phone numbers. This is the 8413.
Let me just refresh here, because I'm still seeing callers that are no longer here. I see the drop messages, but I still see the numbers as live. So hold on. Let me see if I can find this lady.
Good.
Yo.
Hey.
Debbie Tony.
I can't even believe it.
Now, where are you, Miss Debbie Tony? Are you in Florida or New York?
I'm in New York, and I have been forgetting every Thursday for the last couple of weeks. I don't know when I talked to you last, and I feel terrible. I've just
been a little bit crazy. Well, that's because you've been busy with. And why don't you tell us a little bit about, first of all, we do have our play still airing on in the Rogue Theater Festival. Those of you who have not seen it, it's way out. It's about two teenagers. We're getting some really good responses to it. We would hope you would see it. It's very hard to get people to see shows, isn't it? Sometimes I wonder why I do all this.
You know? I know. It's been a little difficult. I guess
the turnout has not been great.
Busy.
I mean, it has not been great, okay? You know, the people that have seen it have enjoyed it, but, you know, they get tired of hawking these things. But if you're interested in seeing it, go to my Facebook page and scroll down a bit, and there's all the information on it. Okay, so... Debbie, you also have a show coming up. Can you tell us about your show?
I do, but I want to tell them that your little play of 9 minutes is amazing. I love it. It's one of my favorite things that we've done together. So
you know what? You're about
it.
The fifth person that has come through. My friend Marjorie, who always sees everything that I do, said this was her favorite short play. And
it,
she
it
said
was,
it should be shown in every high school. It should be performed in every high school, she said. So that's
oh, what a great idea. Wow,
right?
Great idea. Yeah, I feel so good about it. And I want the reviewer to be gung-ho. And that's what I'm gung-ho about it. So I want other people to be gung-ho about it.
So remember, this is Debbie Tony's directing debut. And not that she didn't do musical directing, because she did the musical direction on Beethoven, but this is her first sort of, like, really dramatic directing. Not that she hasn't done, like, the readings and all of that, but this was a finished production, so she should be very proud.
Yeah, it's nice to be there. Well, same here for Cindy. I think we're a great team.
And we had a couple of, like, quirky computer glitches and blah, 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 so... it was one of those things that by the miracle of God, it got done. So we're happy with that. Now, you're going to be in New York City on June 23rd, right? Correct?
I am. Don't tell mamas. It's going to be myself and six other Long Island performers.
Now, Don't Tell Mama is the name of the place. is the name of the place. Mm-hmm. You're not telling us don't tell Mama about this because we could get in trouble. You're saying the name of the place is Don't Tell Mama, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That is the name of the place. It's on West 46th Street in Manhattan.
Well, and who else is in the show with you? I know, I thought you were telling us don't tell Mama, but I'm doing this. I'm like, I said, I think we're a little bit too old to be worried about what Mama thinks. You know what I mean? But that's why I said it sounded funny to me. Like, you're telling us about your show, but don't tell Mama, okay? So, it struck me as being a little funny. So this is a musical review, correct? And tell us a little bit about the show.
Yes, it's the music of Brad Ross. It's all original, pretty close to most of it is, it's a nice variety of music, I'm going to say, and by an original composer who's our pianist. He's in the city, but the people that you might know from Adam's Family would be Jenna Hamelman, who played Wednesday. There's Jenna Halverson, who was in Something Rotten. Matt
and
Fama
in Way
was
Out,
in
and who stars in our show Way
and
Out.
And in Way Out, there you go. That's right. And Andrew McCarty's also been at Bayway, but he was in a play or two there. And the other two are Gina Haver. She's a friend of mine. She did your original To the Zoom and Back. And
right.
Rebecca Rears, yes, she did your Zoom and Back. And she was in the original Karma Bums, too, I think.
Right,
and then
was.
Rebecca Rears is a new friend of mine. And she's from Bronxville. So I'm doing her show this Saturday in the Bronxville. And then she's doing my show at Don't Tell Mama in New York City next Friday. So I'm excited about it. And I do also need an audience.
And what day is it? And what day is it again?
It's a Friday at 8 o'clock in New York City.
Okay.
46th Street, walking distance from Penn Station.
Oh, that's
even
better.
It's on my website. Yeah, it's walking distance. And it's nice. It's the west side. You can have dinner there afterwards if you'd like. But beforehand, there's a drink minimum. So you can get food with your drinks if you'd like. And the entertainment is going to be fabulous.
Okay, so let's tell your website because people may not know what your website is.
Yeah, just my name, DebbieToney.com, but you got to spell it right because there's only four letters in Debbie, D-E-B-I, and four letters in Tony, T-O-N-I, DebbieToney.com.
Okay, perfect, because if you're, you know, looking for a nice night out,
yes.
It's going to be, and it's funny because all the names you're naming, I'm like, oh, wow, so many people.
Yeah.
This is fabulous. So, you know, everybody, you know, we want asses in the seats. That's what, you know, as a theater critic, I call myself someone that gets asses in the seats, okay? That's my job. But that's really exciting. And so we're almost getting toward the end of our show. Is there anything that anyone would like to say? Nicole, do you have anything to add to tonight? You know, we had a nice round of people, including Andrew's mom, which I felt was like, wow, that made our day.
Yes, absolutely. I love Andrew. No, aside from telling you, Cindy, that you had that you did a wonderful job tonight, and telling you also that that your online play, I do have my ticket. I have not watched it yet, but I will be watching it, and I will let you know by next week what I thought.
Okay, and especially. Now, let me tell you when you watch it. It's 9 minutes long. So you and Lisa watch it once, and because you can watch it as many times as you want in a 48-hour period, people are saying they like to watch it two or three times because once you understand, you know, the ending, that you want to go back and hear all the little nuances that go along with it. So
Awesome. I can't wait.
And, you know, the one who plays one of the characters, he was in Beethoven. He was Carl in the Beethoven. And, you know, and Jen is wonderful. They're two wonderful actors. So let us know how you like it, okay? And
absolutely, I will.
Okay. Well, we're going to be knocked off because we're getting to the last couple of seconds. And did you get the warning? Did you just get a warning that we're going to knock us off? Did you get that on your end?
What? Yeah, my time just went red, yes.
Okay, because mine just went, you know, 60 seconds. So good night, everybody.
Exactly.
And of course, we'll all speak next week. and, you know, have a great week. And happy Father's Day to everyone out there, all the fathers. And don't forget to get your dad a card. And if you, those of us who don't have our fathers here anymore, like me and Daddy, and, you know, let's just wish our fathers in heaven a happy Father's Day. Bye for now.